This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. For more shows like this, visit our website at infinitepotato.com.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes high clues? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this 3-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted it like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak, discovered an A1 with the size of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of Captain Game Show. It's the trivia wordplay podcast that's loaded with fun fact goodness. For example, boomerangs are actually Australia's main import, but not on purpose.
Are they also its main export?
Let's meet tonight's guests. Rick.
Good evening.
Scott.
Hello.
And Ellie.
Good evening.
Welcome, friends. A joy, as always, to have you on the show. I'm your host, John Irons. I'm introducing myself to the audience, not to you guys. I just, you know.
Yeah, we kind of know you.
I had no idea what your name was. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. And you are... Tonight's episode... will be slightly different from the standard episode of 3 rounds of trivia and wordplay, 1 round of intermission improv, but not so different. As always, I will explain the rules to each game before the players play. I will let them know if it's a round where they are to buzz in, i.e. say their names to answer a question, or if questions will be assigned. And usually, but not always, if someone does try to answer a question and gets it wrong, I'll let the other players have a chance to steal. Usually, but not always. I feel like that's all the preparation you need right now.
Standard boilerplate intro, yeah.
Yep. It's totally normal show.
Uh-oh.
Round one. I call this game... Slow balls.
Fight.
I'm very relieved. I was worried you were about to say all 3 rounds where Groot sings the hits.
I would like quit.
So nice to have you back on the show, Allie.
I missed you.
Slow balls is the game where I will ask you the easiest trivia questions ever. They are so easy, in fact, that I will ask them one word at a time. Be the first player to figure out what question I'm asking and buzz in to answer it, and you'll earn the point. As always, this game works best if you guys have a general category of questions. So every question tonight will be about Harry Potter. Welcome back, Allie.
Thanks.
I will start to ask the question. When you think you know what the answer is, buzz in with your name. Give it a shot. Question one. This is the name of Harry's
Allie. Hedwig.
No. Rick, did you buzz in?
Maybe.
Rick.
Hogwarts?
No. Go ahead and award this point now. This is the name of Harry's best friend.
Sorry.
Scott.
Scott.
Ron.
Correct.
Man. Man.
Slow balls.
Hermione is a much better best friend to Harry than Ron is. Like,
that's not the question.
Yeah, but like it kind of is. Like they're a couple of best friends.
But if you asked Harry who his best friend is, he'd say Ron.
Jinx. Yes, exactly.
I don't know. Obviously, which book are we in? Are we in the book where Ron goes to pretend he has spatter great with his mom in the attic, or are we in the books where
he did what?
Question two. Please don't do this every question, Allie. Don't make me regret this. I promise. This is the original
Rick. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
No.
Damn. That would have been awesome if it was right.
Original name of Lord Allie.
Tom Marvolo Riddle.
Yes.
Well done.
I was just waiting for the L to leave it.
This item can grant the
Allie. Sorcerer's Stone or Philosopher's Stone?
No.
Hmm.
Grant the user invisibility.
Rick. The Cloak of Invisibility.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. This is slow balls.
The challenge of this game is not the difficulty of the question.
Yeah.
This mythical creature.
Rick. Griffin.
No. Creature presents as a screaming baby plant.
Allie. Mandrake or Mandragora.
Yeah. I was figured you'd stop me at screaming.
I was thinking about it, but then I was like thinking about the screaming book and I got in my head.
This mythical creature.
Rick. Griffin.
No. Creature is part human.
Allie. Centaur.
No.
Hmm.
And part fish.
Ah.
God, I'm about to slap you if you don't answer this question.
Rick again?
Time.
I'm going to discard.
No.
I was looking for something other than what I originally thought of.
Next question.
No.
What the fuck?
Merman.
Merperson.
Next question. This is the name of Harry's
Rick Gryffindor.
No, Harry's first crush.
Allie. Cho Chang.
Yeah. This item will show you.
Rick.
Allie.
Rick.
The Marauder's Map.
No.
Allie. Damn it.
The Mirror of Erised.
Correct. This is the game.
Rick. Wizard's Chess.
No. Game students play.
Allie. Quidditch.
No. With cards.
Allie.
That blow up.
I don't know. This one.
You know what that is?
This one I don't actually know. It's been too long.
Exploding snap
is correct.
I'm not at all ashamed to have missed that one. I would not have gotten that one in a million years.
You're going to miss the next one, and you will feel ashamed, but you should. Last question. This mythical creature is like a horse.
Scott. Rick.
Scott.
Thestral.
No. Rick.
Griffin.
No.
Damn it. I'll listen to the rest of the question.
Horse with half a human on top.
Allie. Centaur.
That's correct.
I thought that was already the answer to the other question. No, you said it was wrong. Yeah.
I did tell you were going to get it wrong. Don't feel
you
bad.
Were right.
So I'm going to have to ask Allie, our resident Harry Potter expert, if I'm correct on this. Were there griffins in the books at any point?
Yeah. Buckbeak.
No, that was a hippogriff.
He's a hippogriff.
Oh.
So there's sphinxes and there's hippogriffs, but there's no griffin other than Gryffindor.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. I didn't want to be the one to, you know, crush Rick's dreams in the middle of the round by saying every time you say Griffin, it can't be right.
Them afterwards.
Yeah, you know, you didn't actually have to go there.
Rick, let's face it. Both of us are doomed tonight anyway.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We're going to come into Star Trek round two and you guys are going to like smoke me.
It was slow balls. Allie's knowledge actually tripped her up a couple of times.
I know. I knew that was going to happen too.
I swear, like half of the questions, I was almost there, but I chickened out and I played it too safe, and Allie jumped in like right before I was going to. I wasn't right every time, but I could have tried.
I have no regrets. I gave it my best.
You guys all did just fine. Round two. Every flavor mint.
Fight.
Through sheerly accidental and tenuous connection, this game also brings Hogwarts to mind. If Bertie Bott's or Willy Wonka actually existed, these products would be right around the corner. A line of mints that instantly remind you of whatever word they're named after. Specifically, words that end with mint. For example, if I said, "This candy has subtle hints of tungsten and electricity," one could best describe this flavor as enlightening. You would say filament.
Wow, we would we?
There's a reason that was the example. Although, for the record, that is a question from a previous round, which Virginia correctly answered.
Well, of course she did, because Virginia's a genius.
Indeed.
This round's going to be assigned.
Yay.
Picture. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep, this round's going to be assigned. Rick, we're starting with you.
Yay!
This can either have the bitter tang of failure or the sweet taste of being proven right. Either way, what's most important is that the recipe can be replicated and Pierre reviewed. Pierre is our head candy maker.
Can you say that again, please?
I sure can. This can either have the bitter tang of failure or the sweet taste of being proven right. Either way, what's most important is that the recipe can be replicated and peer reviewed.
I have no idea.
Oh, that's too bad. Still.
I think maybe I'm not getting the game.
That's possible. Hypothesis mint.
And what do you do with your hypothesis?
You testament. Okay.
No, Allie, no.
You test it? You test your hypothesis.
Experiment.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
All right, look, whatever. You test your hypothesis. That's not bad.
Okay, but if the word were testament, I wouldn't. Okay. Scott.
Yes, sir.
Maybe I should move these to the end. Ah, whatever. We're in it now.
No turning back.
Scott.
Yes, sir.
This candy can be tough, but it's oh so satisfying. The very cool sensation of going head to head in a series of games until all your competition is eliminated one by one.
That would be a tournament.
Correct. Allie.
Oh man. Okay.
Positive outlook. Eye of the tiger. You got this.
We got this.
This seasonal candy only comes out on special occasions, and its sparkly coating is guaranteed to get attention. Whether you serve it up for Christmas, Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, this treat is sure to be as decorative as it is delicious.
Ornament!
There you go. Rick.
Oh, no. I'm screwed.
You should be okay. I think you're okay. I don't know. We'll see.
You're screwed.
This hard candy recalls notes of disappointment and regret and serves 5 to 10 or fewer, depending on behavior. Available in orange and black and white stripes.
Um, Say that again.
This hard candy recalls notes of disappointment and regret and serves 5 to 10 or fewer, depending on behavior. Available in orange and black and white stripes.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the word that would be appropriate here.
Scott to steal.
Oh, Allie. If Scott.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Scott.
I'm not sure, but the best I can think of is detainment.
Allie, what do you have?
Punishment?
I'll give you both a point. Imprisonment.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Excrement.
Don't jump ahead. Scott.
Yes, sir.
This candy is unique in that the individual pieces all form one large total. It's too large for most people to handle all at once, though, so we've broken it up into more manageable chunks. And you just let us know if you want them over 12, 24, or 36 months.
Rick to steal?
I'm really not sure.
Rick.
Installment?
That's it.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Can't even be mad about that one.
Yeah. Allie.
Oh, me again, huh?
That's the way it works. It's going to be the pattern this whole show.
Do your worst.
Okay. Sorry. The hearty taste of adventure. Like knowing you're inhabiting a place that no one has been before. Also has the calm aftertaste of a dispute finally being resolved.
Rick to steal.
Before you guess, I'm going to alter that clue slightly. I'm going to insert a word. Let's see if that helps you out.
I could definitely use you to read it again.
The hearty taste of adventure, like knowing you're inhabiting a place where no one has been before, also has the calm aftertaste of a financial dispute finally being resolved.
Financial dispute finally being resolved. Mm-hmm. Accountment? It's like an accountant, but mintier.
No, yeah. Sadly, I understood exactly what you meant. Rick.
Settlement?
Settlement is correct.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, Rick.
Hey.
A beautiful composition with as many sharp notes as sweet ones. This tasty candy is guaranteed to make you want to dance and play.
Arrangement?
I will accept that. Anyone else?
That's what I was going to say.
What? Read it again.
A beautiful composition with as many sharp notes as sweet ones. This tasty candy is guaranteed to make you want to dance and play.
Scott. Accompaniment.
I guess I'll accept that too. Allie?
I got
at
nothing.
This point, I feel like I should give you 2 points if you get the right answer.
I got nothing.
Instrument.
Oh.
This game is hard.
Yeah, the ones that I thought were going to be easier are not easy. All right, Scott.
I think this was the theater background coming out in both me and Rick. We're stepping back and looking at the whole orchestra instead of just one instrument.
Yeah.
If you had said, like, you know, this is used for stage lighting, I would have been right there.
Nah.
No. That doesn't make any sense. Scott.
Yes.
This one features a slightly musky flavor, reminding one of subterranean storage, a home gym, and children's nightmares.
Allie DeCio.
One more time, please.
This one features a slightly musky flavor, reminding one of subterranean storage, a home gym, and children's nightmares.
Nope, nothing's coming. Nothing's there.
Allie.
Basement.
Yep.
Something we don't have in Florida.
I have one right here. I was making it too complicated. That's flatly what it was.
That is like 90% of Captain Game Show. I didn't get the answer. Is I was making it
complicated. Can't overthink it. Can't underthink it. Allie, last question goes to you.
Great.
One bite of this and you'll be on top of the world. It gives you the casual yet confident certainty that every woman owes you a date, every employer owes you a job, and everyone else should put your desires before their own.
Rick to steal.
Ah, damn it.
Read it one more time.
One bite of this and you'll be on top of the world. It gives you the casual yet confident certainty that every woman owes you a date, every employer owes you a job, and everyone else should put their desires before your own. I'm sorry.
Entitlement.
Should put your desires before their own. Yeah. Entitlement. Correct. Okay.
This entire round, all I could think of was back when I was a regular visitor to the Christian bookstore, please don't ask questions, and I would see at the counter by the cash wrap, one of the things that they would offer for impulse buys were little rolls of mints. Yes, testaments.
What do you think I got the idea for this game from?
I was kind of hoping that was the case.
So many years ago.
Last Wednesday.
Okay. Time for intermission improv. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be playing Can I Have a Word?
Cool.
Test your might.
Is the game in which I give you some concept or idea for some situation that, as far as I know, there is no English word for. I'll tell you what it is. You guys come up with some word or phrase. I am looking for a word for when the light changes, then you're behind somebody, but they don't move and you honk them. And then after you've honked, you see why they didn't go. It's because, you know, there's like kids still in the street or there's like a bunny in the road or something. and then personally, I feel like shit. That may not be what happens to you, but that's what happens to me. I need a word for that situation. I need a word for when you honk somebody unfairly, but you didn't know it at the time and you can't take it back and everybody knows you did it, and the old lady looks at you like, did you want him to run me over? I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't see you. Or something like that. Completely hypothetical situation. Okay.
And who hurt you?
Nobody, I'm fine. Does everybody understand what I'm asking?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Was that also last Wednesday, Allie?
Maybe today.
It's a couple of days ago for me.
I had just the opposite. My horn doesn't work. And somebody, I was like right behind someone who was sitting there forever after the green light, and then finally someone behind me honked and they moved, and I just was like, I can't honk, my horn's not working.
You could have yelled honk. I've heard you yell.
I actually didn't think of that.
Modern problems need modern solutions. All right. As is the case for any intermission improv like this, you guys don't owe me an answer right away. You can have till the end of the podcast to come up with your account and have a word. In the meantime, we will continue gameplay.
Final.
We have like a hot second.
Hmm.
Can we have like a hot second to work on our word? Can you play like some Candy Crush for a sec?
No. No, I'm not going to play Candy Crush. But you know, you'll probably have some time during round three.
Cool.
I suspect. Okay, so if you recall at the top of the show, I said it'll be a mostly standard game with mostly standard rounds. Round three is where things go askew.
Final round.
Dear listeners, way back in episode 3, I believe, I decided to push the envelope of what this game show could be. And I played a game that I love, but have never done on the podcast since. Until tonight. Round 3.
Final round.
Not quite 20 questions.
Fight!
This will be a slight variation on the classic 20 questions game. The questions here don't have to be yes or no, but they do have to be given in a binary form. And if I decide that the answer could not accurately be accommodated as an either or, I will answer to the best of my ability. This game is experimental, so these are the rules that I am setting forth at present. It may be different the next time we play, but for now, each player can ask 15 questions.
Jinkies.
And each player can have 3 guesses.
Oh.
I will call on you in order to get your questions. And when you're ready to make a guess, buzz in. Obviously, first one to guess it wins the game. But also, obviously, you also get the benefit of everyone else's questions. Those are the rules I'm defining right now. Still workshopping this game. And hopefully this round shouldn't take too long. Your category. This is a famous entity. Scott, you may ask your first question.
I'm momentarily struggling for the binary thing. I think I'll start with just a yes or no. Is it a company / business?
No. Allie.
Is it a person?
I think I would define it more as a character than a person. Rick.
If this character was real, would they be a human being?
No. Scott.
Is this a fictional character?
Explain.
Is it a character from a known work of fiction?
as opposed to like a historical figure?
Yeah.
This would be a fictional character.
Okay.
Ellie.
Do they have to be yes or no questions?
They have to be either or questions. And if either or doesn't work, is it a person? It wasn't quite a yes or no, but I will answer to the best of my ability.
Okay. Is this character from a book or a movie?
This character did not originate in a book or a movie, but has appeared in both. Rick.
Is this an animated character?
This character was not originally animated, but has been animated. Scott.
Does this character speak?
Yes. Ellie.
Is this character humanoid or an animal?
This character is a humanoid animal. Rick.
Did this character originate in the 20th century?
The 1900s?
Yeah.
Yes. Scott.
I've been trying to keep notes, so I'm sorry if we've already covered this. Is this character an animal?
If you repeat a question, I won't count it against you.
Okay.
This character is a humanoid animal.
Yep, you have that's a right.
question.
Yep.
You can ask a new question.
A humanoid animal. It does speak. Does this character have a first and last name?
I'm not sure I know. This character has, I guess, I would say this character has a first and last name the way that Mr. T has a first and last name.
All right.
If Mr. T wasn't a real person. Allie.
Can I ask a like three choice answer question?
Try and I'll let you know.
Is this a character that I'm most likely to know, Rick's most likely to know, or Scott's most likely to know?
All of you absolutely know this character.
Okay.
Rick.
Did this character originate before or after 1950?
Pretty sure it was after. Scott.
That kind of throws me off. Does this character wear gloves?
Often, not always. Ellie.
Does this character have a furred body or a flesh body? That's right. I said the word flesh.
I heard you. Between the two, I would say it's more like flesh. Rick.
Is this a Disney character?
It is now.
Oh. Yeah.
Scott.
Ooh. That opens up a whole lot of possibilities.
It does. It both narrows and expands the range of consideration.
It's my head is spinning. has this character appeared in comic books?
I am going to strike that question and say, to piggyback on a previous question, where it was movies or cartoons, you can assume this character has appeared in pretty much whatever media is available.
All mediums? Okay.
This is a very popular and well-known character.
With gloves.
Mm-hmm. Allie.
So you said it's a humanoid animal. Is the animal it's associated with, this character is associated with, technically a rodent?
I don't think so. I'm going to have to, Google that. Weird question. Give me a second.
I know exactly where you're going with that. That's why I asked the Disney thing.
She's got a lot of thoughts about various blank rabbits.
No.
To the best of my 30-second Google search, the animal that this character is based on is not a rodent. Rick.
Is this character a bird?
No. Scott.
Is this character often or frequently depicted smoking a cigar?
No. Allie.
Would this character be... Would this character describe their gender identity as girl, boy, yes, or something else? Yes, girl.
Girl. Female, yes. Rick.
How far along are we?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Does it matter?
Yeah. knowing how many questions we have left.
You have asked 6 questions. You are on your 7th.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Did this character originate in a fairy tale?
No. Scott.
You said we're allowed 3 guesses each, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to take one.
Okay.
Miss Piggy.
That is correct.
What?
That is astounding.
I can't believe I didn't even consider Muppets based on how much John loves Muppets. Like, I feel like a complete doofus.
Scott, I am both impressed and hate the shit out of you right now.
Like, do you even know your friends? The answer is no.
It wasn't guaranteed to be a Muppet. I love a lot of things.
Yeah, it.
I forgot Muppets were Disney.
Yeah, they were like the second thing that came to my mind when it is it a Disney character? They are now. Huh. Okay, it's either Marvel or Muppets, or, and I think like Simpsons came in somewhere along there as well. But
see, I thought it had to be, it's got to be some superhero thing, because that's always the answer when I have no clue what's going on in Captain Game Show, is it some kind of superhero thing?
And you see, I was swirling, like you were, I was swirling around the Bugs Bunny, Babs Bunny, Roger Rabbit.
Lola Rabbit.
Yeah.
Everybody's fashion idol.
You're right around there. We're getting close.
Well, I'm pretty sure out of the four of us on this episode right now, I'm pretty sure I'm the only one with a Muppet tattooed on them. So don't feel too bad.
Which Muppet do you have tattooed on you?
I have Pepe the King Prawn.
Oh, I love that. I have been to a Halloween party at John's house and seen him dressed up as a Muppet. So like...
Is this a Muppet? Oh, no, that I didn't dress as a Muppet. There was a Muppet of me. That's not the same thing.
Okay, you dressed as yourself as a Muppet.
I just dressed as myself. The Muppet dressed as itself. Let's not get off topic. All right. Scott, you were painfully behind. You really needed that. Okay. Does everybody have a word for my can I have a word word?
No. I have a whole page of words and I'm not sure which one I like, if any.
Allie, do you have any?
I do, but it's terrible.
How would you like me to handle this?
Can I go last?
Sure. Scott, do you have one?
I have one. I don't know if it's great, but I have one.
All right. Let me hear it.
All right. You're talking about the feeling that a person gets in that circumstance, right?
Sure.
Okay. Because anytime that I honk at someone in front of me and then realize that I really shouldn't have, I'm overcome with a strong feeling of honk contrition.
Honk contrition. Okay. All right. Rick.
Okay. I think the one I'm going to go with is how I feel after the unwarranted use of the horn is I feel like a beep hole.
That was good. And you needed that. That was good. All right, Allie.
So what I feel like after I do this is that I have to perform some be penitence.
Yeah. That's all right. You didn't need to feel bad about that. It's not bad.
That was like one of my original ones that I was like, oh, I'm ashamed of this. I've got like a random assortment written down involving shame and penitence.
You know, fun fact, that was the original tagline for Captain Game Show. Random assortment of shame and regret. All right, so that game, like at the end of round two, this game was a lock. It wasn't even close. I would have felt bad giving those scores. But after the intermission improv, after 20 questions, points are awarded. Final scores. Rick, 10 points.
Jinkies.
Scott. Sorry. Scott. 13 points. I was laughing not at you, wow. Scott. I was laughing at what Rick's score was before. I'm like, dude, you don't even know. Allie, 14 points.
Woot.
Wins by a hair.
Man, those last two rounds were rough on me. The second round, everything but the first round was rough.
I think the second round was, yeah, you guys had more trouble with that than I thought you were going to. So it didn't really change the tide one way or the other.
It's hard to think of vent words, man, apparently.
Allie, I gotta say, it's a very impressive accomplishment.
Ah!
Yeah. I had to do it.
It's fine. I know it's been a while, Ellie, but the tradition still stands. As the winner, you may be the first to pitch, plug, and promote whatever you like.
Well, you can catch me on Instagram at Alexandra Sos. That's A-L-E-K-S-A-N-D-R-A SEWS. I sew, obviously, but do lots of other cool things and share my meal prep and all that kind of stuff. So find me over there.
Scott.
From the time of this recording, we are a short 2, maybe 3 weeks away from restarting that Star Trek podcast as we discuss the final season of Star Trek Picard. I will be hosting that show once again as we move forward. In addition, the plan is to begin recording and releasing the new Cosmic Potato podcast as we discuss episode by episode Sliders.
Is Sliders a television show?
Yes.
Barely.
Sliders back from the 90s. Do you remember?
No.
You know, look it up. Find like an article or a Wikipedia page to just get a sense of what the basic premise is. And then find where it's streaming and start watching and listening to our discussions of it after each one. You're the perfect candidate. You can watch this series brand new and follow along the podcast after.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And if you're tired of hearing me babble on about stuff, then you can check out my website at www.planetrisecreative.com, where I have my graphic artwork up for display. And taking commissions is always a thing. So if you have graphic art needs, reach out.
And Rick.
If you are a fan of the Dennis E. Taylor Bobaverse books, he just released a new book called Roadkill. It is nowhere near as good as the Bobaverse stuff, but it's very fun in kind of a Last Starfighter sort of way. And I can recommend it, you know, as long as you're not too critical of it and just turn off your brain and enjoy a fun, silly space opera. It's a lot of fun.
As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter under the moniker of Captain Game Show, and you can also email me at captaingameshow@gmail.com. As I wrap up this show, I will also officially announce the winner of Season 4's Hidden Game. I received 3 correct answers in the time allotted, and after using the internet to randomly choose one, we have a winner. Rick, congratulations.
Holy shit!
Well done. Yeah, I didn't want to reveal that before the show started because I didn't want to influence the game one way or the other. I didn't want to get in anybody's head or make you hate him more.
Well, yay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well done, sir. We won't go into exactly what the hidden game was yet on this episode. Maybe I'll do it in a couple of episodes. Wrapping it up, Rick, once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Scott, always a joy to have you.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Allie, always a pleasure. One of the OG game show contestants. Woo-hoo! A joy to have you back.
Feels good to be back.
And you too, listener. Thanks for spending time with us. Hope you enjoyed it. Catch you next time on Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
I love it when you put the show out in the morning so I can listen to it on my way to work, because I have like a 30 or 40 minute commute. And I just have a stupid grin on my face the entire goddamn show.
Me too.
After credit bonus scene.
I sew, obviously, but do lots of other cool things and share my meal prep and all that kind of stuff. So find me over there.
Your meal prep?
Hell yeah.
What's that? Like making dinner?
I'm like a meal prep crazy. So I like plan 6 weeks in advance, shop for 6 weeks in a row. And then like every Sunday I make 10 breakfasts, 10 lunches for me and my husband and get set for the week ahead.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
I don't do like the full like Reddit meal prep Sunday thing where you make full meals in advance, usually except for breakfast and lunches. Breakfast and lunches, those are grab and go. We take those to work, but
Except for breakfast and lunch. Well, that's most of the meals.
After credit bonus scene.
Do you record yourself doing this and stuff?
Sometimes, yeah. I do it on stories. I'll usually do one of those, like, I find them super satisfying, like, tap to meal plan, where I'll, like, draw out my, like, month thing and then empty, and I'll do a picture of it empty, and then you can tap, and I'll fill it all in with breakfast, lunches, and dinners for the month. Or for 5 weeks.
That's impressive. I'm lucky if I know what I'm having for breakfast.
Anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to derail things.
It's no, like, I did. You know, I asked you what meal prep was because I'd never heard of it before. I mean, other than just, you know, the literal definition of the words.
Scott.
Yes.
Pitch, plug, promote.
Oh, yes.
All right, the show.
After credit bonus scene.
Sliders back from the 90s. Do you remember?
No. I was thinking sliders like little tiny hamburgers.
We're not talking about meal prep anymore, Allie. Sorry.
After credit bonus scene.
I still can't believe you didn't know that pigs weren't rodents without
I had to check because some, you know,
that
I
think solidified my idea that it was rabbit.
Like, yeah, me too.
Be Lola Rabbit or Jessica Rabbit or like,
you know, there's some things that are like you wouldn't think it's like this thing, but it's actually this thing, like a
what is like that? A pig being a rodent,
like tomato being a fruit.
Well, like a banana is being a berry, some shit like that. Like technically, scientifically, it qualifies. So I had to look if the technically, scientifically, pigs qualified as rodents. Like maybe they're just really big rodents because guinea pigs are rodents, you know.
pigs. Yeah, makes sense.
Look, I had to check. I'm not going to give you a wrong answer.
I appreciate your attention.
I was 95% sure, but I wanted to be 100% sure before I gave you an answer.
Yeah, your unsureness is what ticked me over. It's got to be something close to a rodent. This is going to be a rabbit.
I can't be held responsible for your presumptions. If you had said, is it a rabbit? I'd have said no. If you'd have said, is it like a rabbit? I'd have said no.
Hi-ho, I'm Kermit the Frog.
And, yeah, I mean, naturally. I'm definitely not Kermit the Frog. I'm Miss Piggy.
That's right. And we are here to do the Wired autocomplete interview. So hit it. Autocorrect.
No.
Interview.
Autocomplete. I think this whole thing needs to be autocompleted for us.
Yeah, I know. What is Miss Piggy's favorite color?
Ooh. I'd say it's a toss-up between pink and gold. No. Mm. No, silver and platinum. What exact color would you say diamonds are?
Okay, next question. Why does Miss Piggy always wear gloves?
Oh, well, that's actually a good question. When I started out, I was a hand model. Mm-hmm. And they paid me in gloves.
Yeah.
And I'm still working my way through them.
What is Miss Piggy's last name?
It's not the obvious answer. That is what I'm going to say.
What's the obvious answer?
It's not Piggy.
Oh.
I have to have a little mystery. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. Right. Okay. Next question then. What is Miss Piggy's first name?
It's Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy.
Yeah, I'd shorten it to just Piggy, but when you've spent all the time and effort that I have creating a high-end brand like Miss Piggy, you don't change it.
All right. We'll take that.
I am still not telling you my last name.
No. That's fine. Who is Miss Piggy?
Yeah, I got a question. Who's been living under a rock their entire life?
Good grief.